Done happened to little Ezekiel the other day.
Ezekiel, is that there Uncle Zeke's nephew, Paul?
Yeah, that's the one. He's out on Uncle Zeke's place, and this here revenue come along and ask him, did he know where there was any moonshine still?
Lordy, little Ezekiel didn't tell him, did he?
Well, now, Ma, don't judge him till I get to the end here.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
Well, little Ezekiel, he says, yeah, mister, my Uncle Zeke, he's got a moonshine still right over the hill here.
He did?
Yeah. And the revenuer says, well, son, will you take me to it?
Did Ezekiel take him?
Well, Ezekiel's been pretty sharp on money matters, so he says, yeah, mister, I'll take you if you'll pay me a little something.
Yeah, that sounds like Ezekiel, all right.
Yeah, well, then the revenuer, he says, well, son, I'll pay you $5 if you take me there.
Uh-huh, what'd Ezekiel do?
Well, then Ezekiel said, no, that's not enough. You better pay me $10.
Yeah?
And then the revenuer says, well, son, I'll pay you $5 now and $5 more when we get back.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, little Ezekiel, he says, mister, you better pay me $10 now, because you ain't coming back.
That's a good one, Paul. That's a good one.
Next we'll do Unfortunate Man.
I'd like for everybody to sing along with us on this, so we're going to run through the chorus. I'll do the chorus once, and then you'll do it with me, and then you'll join along when the time comes. So everybody get in a good singing mood. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Okay, everybody go through that with me once now. He's a very...
Is the man's daughter who's been playing the steel drums for you, India Starker. And this novelty dance from Denmark that we're doing is one that's a favorite and is lots of fun for families to do. And we do dance with families in Sarasota. Also, this morning we have a special treat because we have live music to dance to. Mrs. Velma Wiggins, who's the mother of the Betsy and Hallie, the Wiggins sisters, is going to play the fiddle. And Mr. G.L. Everett from West Palm Beach will accompany on the guitar.
We're going to sing a couple of Tennessee songs this morning, and our impression when we moved to the state of Tennessee was that of the tremendous preoccupation that Tennesseans seem to have with moonshine. And so we'll sing a couple of moonshine songs for you this morning. We'll start off with Mountain Dew. These are the original words, and they tell me that it represents a true story. On my first day in port, I wish to report, now witness my story so true. When the court closed its case, a young man raised his face and began all these facts to review. Yeah, they called it that old Mountain Dew, and then that refuse it or few. Well, no, I done wrong, but temptation is strong when they call for that old Mountain Dew. Well, the deacon drove by in his auto, so they said his family was down with the flu.
said he thought that I ought just to bring them a quart of that good old Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. So I thought that I ought just to bring them a quart of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, the doctor, he phoned just to see me alone one night about a half past two. Said he'd close up his mug if I'd fill up his jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And then that refuse it or few.
So I closed up his mug when I filled up his jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, the conductor said with a nod of his head, my wife, she never knew that I take my fun when I'm out on the run, so bring me a quart or two.
Hey, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and I'm that refuse it or few.
But his wife says to me, you can bring me three before his train is due. Well, my attorney began to turn the lid on the can. I knew then that my case was lost. Well, the judge says to me, I will set you free if you will bear the cost.
Yeah, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and none that refuse it or few.
Well, you proved a man when you took the stand to swear what is so true. Wrong, but temptation is strong when they call for that old Mountain Dew. That we're going to sing is one that we just learned from a friend of ours in the Smoky Mountains, and I don't think it's been heard around too much. She dug it up way, way back in the mountains from somebody, and it tells a story of a blockader is another name for a moonshiner. Back around 1906, before that time, it wasn't moonshining, it was illegal making of whiskey, and the people relied upon it for their living. And when the government forbade the making of this moonshine, or this whiskey, they made it at night in stills that they kept in the mountains, and they're still making it today as far as that goes. And this tells the story of a lady moonshiner. It's called Blockader Mama. The little girl sat on the log cabin floor. The children were crying outright. And mother said, Susie, don't wander afar, for I may be gone half the night. Oh, Mammy, don't make no liquor tonight. Sheriff Black may be watching the still. I seen him go down through the woods today.
and he turned off the path by the mill. Hush, young and hush, the poor mother cried, your pa ain't never worked none. There's nothing to eat in the house tonight, and the baby's got croup in her lung. Oh, mammy, don't make no liquor tonight. Sheriff Black may be watching us still. I've waited and I've listened till my heart nearly stopped. Every night when you go to the mill, the woman put on her man shoes and pants, didn't hearken to Susie's advice. She went to the still in the dead of the night and was shot in the back by the spies. They tenderly carried the body back home, the poor woman in man's attire. And they stood in the hall and the tears flowed down as they heard the poor little girl cry. Oh, mammy, why did you make liquor tonight? I begged till my heart was wild. Pa brought meat and flour within half an hour, and now I'm a poor orphan child.
Thank you.
The Bluegrass Pals.
Let your deal go down. Has everybody got an F? Whole wide world, I've been down to sunny Alabama, and my mama always told me, son, said never let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Going on down to the railroad track, I'm gonna take my rocking chair. And if them doggone blues don't leave my mind, I'm gonna rock away from here. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Seen that gal of mine, she was standing in the rain. She said, honey, I'm gonna be a long time gone, you'll never see your gal again. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Grady, come up. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till the last gold dollar's gone. Give old Jim over here a chance to sing a little bit. He don't ever say very much. Pretty hard to get him sing, but he will if I coax him a little bit. Now that he's got his own microphone, he'll probably do it. Everybody got a C? Have to tune just a little bit. There is a girl I love so dearly. She lives away back in the hill. When the bluebird sang, I miss my darling. She loves me, I know. She always will.
The
bluebird singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
calling me back to my home. I can hear,
oh, I can hear
bluebirds calling,
bluebirds calling,
calling me back to my home.
Tonight I'm far from the Blue Ridge Mountains, far from my home, back in the hill. But I'm going back to the Blue Ridge Mountains, sweet memories, they haunt me still.
And the bluebird's calling,
and the bluebird's singing,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
and the Blue Ridge Mountains calling me back to my home.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
bluebirds calling,
bluebirds calling,
calling me back to my home.
To the Blue Ridge Mountains, the one I love had gone away. The sad, sad news came from her mama. She's sleeping there beneath the clay.
And the bluebird singing,
and the bluebird singing,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
calling me back to my home. I can hear,
well, I can hear
bluebirds calling,
the bluebirds calling,
calling me back to my home.
To get off now. I left my old hometown, turned a good woman down. I laughed at my old mother's plea. I pushed her aside, even laughed when she cried. Now I'm here in this penitentiary. Oh, mama knows best, her love has stood the test. The record will prove it, you see. Oh, you full of fire, challenge and desire. Now I'm here in this penitentiary. I fell in, you see, with the wrong company. I soon started gambling for fun. One night when the cards had been dealt and I'd lost, I backed up my play with a gun. Her mother knows best, her love has stood the test. The record will prove it, you see. I shot and I killed for a $20 bill. Now I'm here in this penitentiary. Knows best, her love has stood the test. The record will prove it, you see. I shot and I killed for a $20 bill. Now I'm here in this penitentiary. Play a little bit of an instrumental called John Hardy. We'll let Jim lead it off on his git box there.
Come on, we'll do that. just do it and see.
We're going to argue over the key that we're going to do it in here. And when we get done arguing, we're going to do it. One I don't know the name of, but I heard it on the radio and I learned all the words, but I never learned the name. It goes something like this here. It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, in the wink of an eye my soul's turning, in your hand, are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I should have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Got reasons aplenty for going, this I know, for the weeds have a long time been growing, please don't go, are you going away with no word of farewell, will there be not a trace left behind, I should have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind, you know that was the last thing on my mind. I lie in my bed in the morning without you, without you. Each thought in my head dies a morning without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I should have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Well, you know, that was the last thing on my mind.
Hi, folks. It's good to be here. You've heard about a frog in the pond. Well, I'm ahead of you. I have a frog in my throat. So, a few nights ago, I had a bad dream. I dreamed I lost my shoes and most of my clothing out on the street. I want all of you to pray that I don't lose my shirt on this little speech. And so now here we are. We're gathered here under this beautiful canopy of trees here to give honor to the man who did more to make Suwannee River famous than any other man in the world. There's more history, more folklore, and more superstition up and down Suwannee River here than any other place in the state. We have a wild country here in the old days when a steamboat whistled around the bend was answered by a panther squall. We had indigo in cotton fields up and down the Suwannee River here. And people grew their own cotton, they spun and wove it to make the clothes, and they dyed it with their indigo. Then, back then, they grew corn, made good corn pone bread. It made fine harmony grits, which is mighty good eating. They grew potatoes to make pies and to roast in the ashes. After that, then, they made good sugar cane syrup. Well, the sugar cane syrup mixed to that corn pone was one of the best dog foods in the world for a hunting dog. And what old hound dog isn't always hunting for something if it's nothing but to eat? Then, in behind that, they made this syrup. They say the skimmings off of the kettle. When it fermented, it made moonshine whiskey that had a kick equal to the mule that pulled the mill. And now, we're here again to pay our respects to Stephen Collins Foster again, because he never knew what he started. We might even say that we are standing on hallowed ground, because the man who started all this never knew what he had started when he wrote this song way down on the river. Now, it's always been my wish that I could introduce the greatest folklore person in the world. Now, we're here. We want to meet Miss Thelma Bolden here. She's the greatest folklore artist in the world. She has devoted a great deal of her life to Southern folklore, and she's put up some hard work to make this Stephen Foster Memorial the shrine that it is today. Now, let's meet Miss Thelma Bolden. She's the most gracious, the most sweetest, and best known authority on Southern folklore this side of heaven. Miss Thelma Bolden.
Well, I'm a dog if he doesn't lay it on thick, doesn't he? And it's just music to the ears. And the little children who went to school carried their lunch in a little bucket like that. Sometimes it was round and sometimes it was square, but it was tin. And 100 years ago, a little boy carried his bread and milk in this little bucket to the one-room school where he got the finest education in the land. But time's a-wasting. Let's get on with the program. And while the Seminoles are getting their pictures taken over here, I'll turn the program over to Crow Dawkins and Order of the Arrow Boy Scout Troop 4 of Tampa.
It's a 50-gallon oil drum, and it's tuned just like you tune a piano. You heat up the drum, and you press out all the notes, and you're able to tune it just as if it were any other musical instrument. It was invented in Trinidad in the late 40s. Trinidad is one of our Caribbean neighbors, right near Venezuela. The first drums were played in Port of Spain. There are basses, guitars, and these are called ping pong pans. This is called a ping pong pan, which is the melody drum. There's two under it, and they're called guitar pans, and there's two big basses, and they're called tumbums. I'll only play this for you because we need something like two or three more musicians to play the big ones. Now, the first dance we're going to do is a very famous dance called the limbo. Now, I have two little girls, one of them India Starker, and the other girl, Randy Whitehead. And they're both about 9 years old, and they're going to do a limbo for you.